The Race Relations Commissioner is calling for schools to be more accepting of students having tamoko or wearing paunamu. The Commission has created a uniform guide for schools to use and says it will help reduce racism and bullying. The Commissioner is Meng Foon. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Sue. Morning to you all. Beautiful to be with you.
Why have you come out with this guide?
Well, in an ever-changing environment, especially with more different ethnicities and different cultures coming into New Zealand with different belief systems of faith and religion, I think it's time for a guide. There's never been a guide before. And so we really want to encourage schools to create the environment for children to be safe, to be respected, to be valued, so they can strive and thrive as well.
Are schools too strict around uniform?
Look, I think lots of schools are doing very well in uniforms. They're actually very progressive. Yesterday I was at Bayfield High School in Christchurch. They have uniforms where girls can actually wear trousers for a change.
And, astonishing.
They also have gender expression where the students can wear whatever is appropriate for their gender expression. That's very important. Swimwear. Once upon a time, Muslim girls couldn't participate in PE because it's a strict criteria was they had to be in shorts and T-shirts. But now they're actually allowed to actually have a full cover and still participate in swimming and in athletics. So we have a changing environment, and I just want to sort of share with the New Zealand Board of Trustees, the trustees of the schools, the governors of schools, that please have a look, be guided by the guidelines, because, you know, New Zealand stats of school attendance is very bad. Only about 55% of our children go to school on a daily, weekly basis, and bullying is very high, 40% in schools. So children get bullied in schools at a rate of 40% on a daily, weekly basis. So anything that will help our children be safe, school embracing culture, embracing their values, respecting them, and really attendance is really important.
Does this also go as far as things like tamoko, different lengths of hair being allowed, that kind of thing as well?
Well, that's for the school to decide. But what we're saying is that everybody has human rights, and the human rights say you have the right to education, the right to your culture, the right to your faith and religious beliefs. And also New Zealand founding document is Te Reti of Waitangi, and definitely Māori children should be allowed to express their culture in the way that they wish to express it, whether it's tā moko, moko kauai, or mata ora. So there's many ways. Hei tiki.
Mm. What do you think the reaction will be from schools that have quite a strict uniform policy?
Well, after consulting a number of schools on this, and this has just not come from my office, the race relations team itself, but definitely talking to the children of uniform, non-uniformed, some schools of non-uniform and uniform as well, they've all contributed to the guidelines. So I think it's been widely consulted on. We've taken the views of the students and the schools as well, and so it's a guideline. It's not mandatory, but it is a guideline should one wishes to review their school uniforms to be embracing and to be inclusive of children participating in their school systems now.
Ngā mihi, that is Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon there.